Tens of thousands of demonstrators gathered in central Madrid on Sunday in a rally organized by Spain's conservative opposition, accusing Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez and his socialist-led government of corruption and demanding early elections. Protesters waving Spanish flags and chanting "Pedro Sánchez, resign," filled Plaza de España, responding to a call from the popular party, PP. The rally follows leaked audio recordings that allegedly implicate a former Socialist Party member, Leda Díaz, in efforts to discredit police investigations into corruption claims involving Sánchez's wife, brother, and former minister José Luis Ábalos. Díaz has denied the allegations, insisting she was conducting research for a book and was not acting on behalf of the government. She has since resigned from the Socialist Workers' Party. Speaking at the rally, PP leader Alberto Núñez Feijóo accused Sánchez's administration of mafia practices and declared, "This government has stained everything, politics, state institutions, the separation of powers." The PP claimed over 100,000 people attended the demonstration under the slogan "Mafia or Democracy," though officials from the central government put the turnout between 45,000 and 50,000. The Sánchez government has been rocked by several corruption-related controversies in recent months, most notably the so-called Koldo case, an alleged scheme involving inflated COVID-era public contracts for medical supplies. The case centers on Koldo García Iziguirre, a former advisor to Sánchez's then-transport minister Ábalos. García is accused of using political connections to steer contracts towards favored companies in exchange for large commissions. In April 2024, Sánchez briefly considered resigning after a Madrid court opened an investigation into his wife, Begoña Gómez, on suspicion of influence peddling and business corruption. The accusations stemmed from a complaint by right-wing group Manos Limpias, Clean Hands, which claims Gómez used her position to benefit certain companies. Sánchez rejects claims as political smears. Sánchez has strongly denied any wrongdoing by himself or his inner circle, describing the investigations and leaks as part of a coordinated right-wing smear campaign aimed at destabilizing his administration. But with public anger growing and political pressure mounting, the PP is hoping to capitalize on the unrest. Despite the controversies, Spain's next general election is not due until 2027, though recent polls suggest the PP has a slight edge over Sánchez's Socialist Party. The expiry date on this government passed a long time ago, protester Blanca Roquejo, 46, told AFP. "It's getting tiring." Sánchez came to power in 2018 after ousting former PP Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy in a no-confidence vote triggered by a separate corruption scandal.